Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. We're calling because we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes this survey, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, when thinking about the issues... When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Use the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not an important issue, and 10 means that it's a very important issue to you. Number one, healthcare. It's not an important issue or it's a very important issue. Remember, you can use the scale from 0 to 10. Hello?
Say it one more time.
The healthcare. Healthcare is not an important issue, so you will grade it with 0. Or you would say it's a very important issue and you can grade it with 10. Or you can choose in between 0 and 10.
10.
10, okay. Jobs and wages.
10.
10. Democracy.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Immigration.
10.
Climate change.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
Crime and violence.
8.
Okay. Racism and discrimination.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
And inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you. Do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
2000.
Thank you. What is the highest level of education you have completed and the highest degree you have received?
High school diploma.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your country? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden.
Is it hot or cold?
Yeah, you can say 0, that would be very cold and unfavorable. Neutral, that would be number 5, nor cold nor hot, nor warm. And very warm and favorable, that would be number 10, or if you never heard of it.
Like 8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0. I don't know nothing about him.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
The Republican Party?
2.
Kamala Harris?
8.
And the Democratic Party?
8.
Thank you. Okay, I know it's a long way off, but if in November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Kamala.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if in November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democrat.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted.
I'm sorry?
I voted.
Okay, and for whom did you vote? Biden. Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Okay. Thinking about your network or friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and a half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
They vote.
Everyone votes, or most of them vote?
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
Okay. Now, we are 70% completed the survey, so we're about to finish. Thank you for your time. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in your country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe the person or the event certainly prevented progress, and 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person and event certainly did not prevent progress. You may use the numbers from 0 to 10.
Okay.
White supremacist.
0 is what again?
0, it certainly did not prevent progress. 5 is that you're not sure. And 10 is certainly prevented progress.
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
10.
President Biden.
5.
Governor Kemp.
10.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
10.
Supreme Court?
5.
And Donald Trump?
10.
Thank you. Below is a list of policies and statements that have been obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means that you're not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Number 1. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. Would not motivate you to vote at all? Not sure. Or would strongly motivate you to vote?
10.
Number 2. The 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act Project. Pregnant workers, Attorney General Chris Carr sued the Block It in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. 0, 5, or 10?
10.
Number 3. We've made strides toward building Black power together. While there's still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey towards future progress. 0, 5, or 10?
Yes.
10, you said, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. In 2019, Foster Youth Through Independence Program offered 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those again out the foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8 more actions is needed if Black youth 18-24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness. 0, 5, or 10.
Ten.
Okay. And the last one on this part, it says, this 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act support the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 million monthly. 0, 5, or 10.
10.
Okay, we're about to finish. We're 80% completed. Thank you for your response so far. Now I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. People change their mind, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues. 0, between 0 to 10.
10.
10, thank you. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues, not the matter that most of your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel Black community has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
5.
5, okay. As you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off. Sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as right now, As it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means 10. That you're not likely? 10. Okay. Thinking back in the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Okay. And do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or four something else?
What did you say? Sorry.
Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight, two lesbian or gay, three bisexual, or four something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Say one more time, I'm sorry.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Single.
Single, okay. Are you parent or guardian of any children under 18?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself as strong or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? If would you say employed? Okay. Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off?
Full-time.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$12,000, I don't know.
Okay. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. We really appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.